Lech Lecha Vayera Chayesara, we were dealing with the pillar of Chesed that was established as the foundation of the Jewish nation. If our understanding of Hashem is based on an appreciation of what Chesed is, then certainly it was Avram Avinu, really that established for the Jew what a life of Chesed is. Giving, no end, a need to give, a craving to give. A 99-year-old, 3 days after his bris milah, depressed, there's no one to give to. So that established for us concepts of chesed that exist nowhere else. The Jew's idea of chesed is this need, this just absolute need to give. That was established by Avram. We see the same in Rivka. Avram Avinu was the Amud HaChesed. Of Yitzchak Avinu, who is the Amud of Avoda. So we have the Akedah. Unlike the way the Bible stories are often presented, if you do your arithmetic, we are not talking about some child who didn't realize what was going on. Yitzchak at the Akedah was an adult who was fully aware of what was going on. Yaakov is the pillar of Emes. And unlike the kind of clarity that we get in the vivid descriptions of what Chesed meant to Avram, the Akedah, which needs no further description, when it comes to Yaakov Avinu's Emes, it's puzzling. Where is it that we see Yaakov as establishing for the Jewish nation, for the Jewish personality, to make it part of our genes? Where do we see him establishing truth? Truth, integrity. What are the Bible stories about Yaakov? Sibling rivalry. From the womb, they're fighting it out. On the way out, they're still fighting. And that was just the beginning. But it doesn't end with that. So in this week's parasha, we read how Yaakov won. He won by outsmarting his brother, by lying to his father, by cheating. This is the pillar of Emes. One would have expected that if the way Chesed was established by Avram was with a fanaticism for Chesed, then in Yaakov it would at least have to be, at least, not strain for Emes. And preferably a fanaticism. We'd like to read stories of how he was risking his life and future not to tell a lie. If anything, one would have expected that the story of the brachas ends with Yaakov refusing to obey his mother. And saying, I will not lie, even if it means giving up all of the brachas. Here he is, the pillar of Emes. So it may sound a little funny, but yes indeed. Stealing of the brachas was a fanaticism for truth. It was a fanaticism for truth. when Rivka approaches Yaakov and tells him to do this, see, he's got a problem. He says, Ula Yimusheni Avi. I mean, this plot is not so foolproof. So, all right, so he walks in there wearing this goat skin. That way he's going to be able to pass as Esav. True. Yitzchak couldn't see. Nevertheless, it doesn't mean that he has no way of being able to tell who's there. He's got goat skin. He feels his arms and he's got goat skin. Ah, that's Esav. I don't know. Esav was a goat. I mean, was that perfectly sewn on? Yaakov says, Ula Yimusheni Avi. And this is before she even offers the goatskin. Vayisi Bienov Kimisateya. He's going to see I'm an imposter. He'll get Chloa. His whole future. He'll get Chloa for all of eternity. He's going to be walking around with Yitzchak's Chloa. With a curse. Why did Yaakov agree to go? Because he wanted blessings? Because he wanted bracha? If anything, why did we need Rivka to come up with this plot? Why'd she have to push him? This was the last thing Yaakov Avinu wanted to do. Yaakov is the Ish Tam, as the Pasuk refers to him. By the way, it seems that the only example we have of Yaakov Avinu's truth, or the only reference to Yaakov's emes, is the fact that the Torah describes him as Ish Tam. The whole story of his life is one of having to deal with deceit. He had to deal with Esav, Kitzayid Bepiv, who was lying to Yitzhak Avinu. Obviously, Lavan. Later, the brothers lied to him with Yosef. His entire life, he's having to live with deceit. The Torah describes him as Ish Tam, so I guess we take the Torah's word for it. But we don't read Bible stories of his truth. This story is one of Yaakov risking his life for the sake of what? Listening to his mother? Something more than that. It's something deeper. And that is an appreciation for what truth is all about. You see, when it comes to chesed, chesed is just giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. And real chesed is Hashem's chesed, where He gave by creating although there was no one to give to. There was no one to feel bad for. He gave because Hashem gives. And our chesed is the desire to give unconditionally. The need to give unconditionally. It's not just we feel bad for people. We need to give. The Jew needs to give. The fanaticism for giving is necessary not simply to establish it as the pillar of chesed, that was what Avram was doing for the Jewish nation, but because that's what chesed is. Chesed to the Jew is a fanaticism. Chesed to the Jew is it's an addiction. We have such a need to give. That's chesed. What is truth? And here's where the chiddush comes up. Truth does not mean you never tell a lie. Truth does not mean you stop and measure every word before it comes out of your mouth and check in the dictionary to make sure that it's accurate. That is not what truth is. Truth is something bigger and deeper than that. What is the ultimate truth of Hashem? Him. Where is that in this world? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What is the meaning of that statement? What do you need it for? What is it that we're trying to declare? Because if you take things superficially, all that exists is finite. If you take things superficially, nature is so wonderful. If you take things superficially, everything just is. Where's God? Find Him. The ultimate truth. The underlining truth of truths. Where is it? It's in hiding. What is the midah of emes in this world? What does it mean to be a person of integrity? There are lots of people that have integrity. There are lots of people that don't lie. We could do with some more. But there are lots of people like that. What is real emes, where it's so difficult to find somebody who's emes to the core? Emes means getting down to the bottom of things. Emes means not being superficial. Emes is, what's really going on here? Take the story of Yaakov and Esav. What's the emes? What is truth? Truth is that Esav is a liar. Truth is that Sayid the thief. Truth is that the man cheats his father day in, day out, wants to know how to take Meiser from salt when he's a murderer. Esav's whole being is one of lie. He presents himself as the next in line, the continuation. Avram, Yitzchak, and Esav. Now what is he? He's all of evil. So what's truth? Truth is you see to it that the future is not with him. And it went against Yaakov Avinu so much because it meant having to lie. But it had to be done because it was truth. And why was it that he needed Rivka? Because you don't make these decisions on your own. Every one of us feels we're right. Every one of us feels that ultimately, deep down, MS is with us. And everyone who gets in our way is really a liar. Fooling the world. You need something objective that you can check yourself against. You need Rivka Imenu with her Ruach HaKodesh to be able to say, Yaakov, you're seeing things right. But ultimately, what he did here was not an act of sheker, it was an act of emes. If Yaakov Avinu had to establish for the Jews this pillar called emes, what he really had to set up for us is what emes is all about. And had he just been this nice person that always told the truth and never lied, that's not the emes of the Jew. He's missing the point. That would be the equivalent of a chesed of Avraham Avinu of giving some money to the underprivileged. The same way that Avraham Avinu's chesed had to be godly chesed, which is a fanaticism for chesed, Yaakov's emes had to be a real emes, which means don't be fooled by the superficial. The emes that Jews stand for is that when we look at the world, we know the place of everything that exists. We understand that the real meaning of everything is based on its place in Torah. Hashem has set up the world in the order that is absolutely perfect. the place of things, the way to relate to everything, the way to use and not use. We understand that the truth is anything but superficial. We understand what we say in Psukah de Zimra. We understand that mountains say Shira. We understand whom the birds are singing to. We understand what thunder and lightning is all about. It's not just a bunch of positive and negative forces hitting and whatever. The electrons, that's superficial too. We understand what's going on. But it's not superficial. We know MS, we know truth. We know that ultimately the world is a facade for a creator that is anything but finite. We understand that everything here is this tiny scale model of something big up there. Because we know Emes. The pillar of Emes, Yaakov Avinu, is the one that taught us that truth is not this little game of playing with words. Truth doesn't mean superficially make sure you've got integrity. It means down to the core. What are you living for? And what are you communicating? And where are you headed? Not telling a lie is not enough. You don't lie. But who are you? What do you stand for? That's emes. That's truth. That's godly truth. And that's so much more difficult than simple integrity. It's so much easier not to tell a lie than to really be true down to the core. Than to live for truth. For someone to live to make money, but he never lies. To live as a scientist. To find laws of nature here and there. And is exercising real intellectual integrity. We respect that. But ultimately, unless there's a clear understanding of where success comes from and a real understanding of where it's taking us, ultimately it's a lie. Ultimately it's a lie. This finite world is awfully misleading. Hashem is hiding behind this facade. Details in a person's life, independently of one another. The details may be fine and true, but big picture, where is the person headed? What does he live for? What's he trying to accomplish? Is that something true, or is that something vain? The truth that the Jew lives by is the truth of depth. Ultimate truth. And that's Yaakov. To be able to live in the home of Lavan and know when to leave and understand what he lives for. To grow up with an Esav, and perhaps even more difficult, to grow up with a father who doesn't understand, although he is Yitzchak Avinu, which is something else beyond us. Hashem arranged things in a way where Yitzchak was blind on different levels, not only literally, but missed the difference between his two sons. And Yaakov grew up with that. And survived. Without bitterness and anger. Understanding, yes, that's what life is like. And the fact that dad made a mistake doesn't mean you go fight It doesn't mean you abandon his way of life. His way of life is emes. They say that statistically, between 80 and 90% of frum kids that leave the fold do so because they feel that they were treated unfairly by either an Orthodox parent or a Rebbe. Hadassah ran a study of this. Got to tell you something. There's someone I'm quite close with. He calls himself a student, a Talmud. He's very talented. He's great with kids. He's been asked by many different organizations to work with teens at risk. And he absolutely refuses to. I asked him why. And he says, I have a hard time having mercy on these kids. How come? He said he had a tough upbringing. His parents are frum, and he had a very difficult time with them growing up. He grew up in just the kind of home that produces rebels. And time and again he had to remind himself, I have free will and can't blame it on my parents. And he said he survived and is a good frum boy. So he says, I have no rahmanis for these kids. They could have done better. All right, so dad's abusive. What does that have to do with God? All right, so he's using religion. He's using religion to manipulate me. That's his problem. He's corrupting Judaism. His mistake is that he doesn't realize how exceptional he is. His mistake is that he doesn't realize that he was a superman. Yaakov Avinu managed. Yaakov Avinu! Yaakov Avinu had every right to stand up and say, what do you mean? If my father is one of the greatest human beings that ever lived, is a prophet of Hashem, he's a Navi, and thinks that Esav the brat, that's where the future lies, that my brother who kills, he's a murderer, that he's the man. Then what's it all worth? But he's Yaakov Avinu. And he sees through it all. And he understands, like the Chinuch says, someone hurts you, the situation is frustrating, you're misunderstood, Hashem runs the world. There must be a reason for it. What a life Yaakov had. Someone with his experiences, what would you expect them to turn out like? A basket case. He's Yaakov Avinu. That's the Amud HaEmes. The Emes we're looking for is to be able to properly translate your experiences. It is so difficult. The reason why everybody today needs a shrink is because we misread our experiences. Because when people around us were unfair, we said society is callous. If we met up with dishonesty, we told ourselves society is dishonest. And we told ourselves life is awfully cruel. And I guess the next step is whoever it is that's running it is a sadist. And on a superficial level, it even makes sense. But that's not MS. All right, but you never tell a lie. But your attitudes on society, your attitudes on life, your attitudes on God are so far from true. But you never tell a lie. That's not MS. That's not MS. MS is an entire life. Yaakov Avinu's whole life, again, beginning in the womb, was, in quotation marks, unfair. He got the raw end of the deal every step of the way. Barely survived. Miraculously, every step of the way. That is Emes. Emes is to see through all of that, to be unmoved, unshaken. Understand truth. And raise his 12 tribes. Mitoso Shlema, where they're all perfect. Truth prevails. Unaffected by circumstances. Unaffected by all sorts of difficult experiences. That's Emes. That's uncompromising Emes. So the parallel to Avraham Avinu's fanaticism for Chesed is Yaakov Avinu's Emes through all the sheker he lived through. They're parallels. And this is what our history has been like. Our chesed, under all circumstances, Jews always gave and continued to. The Jewish personality hasn't changed. We need to give. MS? The Jew knows better. Jewish history has very much been very much like the life of Yaakov Avinu. We barely survived. The whole world has taught us otherwise, but we know the truth. It would have been so much more convenient to disappear into the rest of humanity. But we wouldn't let up. Emes is Emes. We died for Emes and we live for Emes. And we understand that we've got to use strategies to survive. We'll compromise on everything superficial, but never on the ultimate Emes of what we live for, understanding who the Creator really is and what we live for. So you want to study Emes? Understand Hashem. Putting this together with what we discussed last week, you want to understand Hashem? Do Chesed. Ultimate Emes is Hashem. And Hashem is Chesed. And if you really want to look for Emes, appreciate that everything Hashem does for us is only Chesed. And any time you've got thoughts to think otherwise, they are sheker. Hashem is only good.